This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You heard about these two people in the UK who received the Pfizer vaccine yesterday. These are two healthcare workers, nurses, I believe, who had significant allergic reactions in response to the vaccine, pretty clearly within moments of having received the vaccine. How concerning is this?
Well, it obviously, Sanjay, is of some concern because there are people who have what's called allergic diatheses or a tendency to get allergic reactions. I believe that both of those individuals did, in fact, have that tendency. So if I were a person that had an underlying allergic tendency, I might want to be prepared that I might get a reaction and therefore be ready to treat it.
What you just heard was an interview by Sanjay Gupta with Anthony Fauci, acknowledging, admitting things we've been saying here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for years, and many families, many moms, dads, super moms, warrior moms have pointed out and trying, you know, with every last breath that they have to say, why are you indiscriminately vaccinating every child and not concerning yourself with whether they have an immune aberration of some kind, whether it be an allergy, autoimmunity, etc.? And here in one fell swoop, finally, after decades of this, Fauci admits, yeah, well, if you have an allergy, that could be contraindicated. Obviously, he's talking about the emergency use authorization on the Pfizer vaccine, but the same scenario exists with any and all immune interventions, including injections of the vaccine variety. And I've got two wonderful women, two, I call them friends and superheroes, having gone through some of the most difficult circumstances, having healthy children, going through what the doctors have said, well, baby visit, just get the shots. Even if you have a gut concern, the authoritarians overwhelm you, and then you get the shot, and then the child is not the same. Just that's a mild way of saying it. We'll get to some of the backstory for those of you who are new to my two guests this hour. Kim Ritchie Spencer, dear friend for many years. We met, I think, initially over the Autism One annual conferences, and she was with the Thinking Moms Revolution. And Ginger Taylor, who's been an extraordinary activist and wonderful friend over the years as well, working with many things, including the Age of Autism, and now has a website which we've covered over the years, nodeception.org. We'll talk about that as well. But as we talk about Fauci here on this show, this is not new to us. My dearly departed friend Liam Sheff, who is friends also to Kim and Ginger, would talk about Fauci extensively, about how he knew these things, covered them up, and was part of a deception to promote vaccines without exemption, if you will, without exception. And, in fact, going back further than that, we've talked about the controversies of PCR tests in the era of AIDS or HIV, and how there is so much confusion would be a kind way of saying it, but I would say so much deception. Deception is the right word, which is, again, Ginger's website, nodeception.org. We've got to go through that as well. Folks, we got a lot to do this hour. I want to welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show Kim Ritchie Spencer and Ginger Taylor. Kim, how are you, my friend?
I'm well today. How are you?
Well, I'm always better when I get to hear you. I know you have your history in broadcast media, even in television, so we get to talk shop sometimes, even behind the scenes in our history together. And Ginger Taylor, amazing, the things that you've done. And you know, I bring up Liam because he actually lived with you and your family for a while and learned a lot from the experience of having a child on the autism spectrum.
Yeah, it's really good to talk to you again. It was an eye-opening experience for him, and it was a lot of joy for us. He had me laughing just bit takes in my kitchen because he's just one of the funniest people and those creative people, and and he is missed.
Yes, he is. And he wrote the book Official Stories, talks a lot about a lot of things, including some of the vaccine misinformation, disinformation campaigns from the beginning to now. And it's still just as valid as the day it was written. And so bringing you guys on today, I'm blessed every time we can talk because, you know, you are both on a mission from very difficult circumstances. And we just played the clip as we opened up this hour. Of Fauci admitting something that you guys have known for a long time, have been practically, you know, we've all been screaming about it. I don't know which of you wants to take first, you know, on this, but this is so important.
Yeah, so it just hit me so hard when I read that he was admitting, you know, that there could be this correlation the other day. I think I had a good 10-minute sob about it just because, you know, this is what we've been saying for so long. And my son has been on the spectrum, or we've known about him being on the spectrum for 17 years. And, you know, the day after his diagnosis was when I hit the floor running, learning about all of this and seeing that, I knew, you know, that we had an autoimmune family history. My mother and my sister have horrible allergies. I mean, it all just made sense in a heartbeat when I started researching it. Yeah, he didn't need to get the 13 vaccines he got before 6 months of age, and he didn't need 4 hepatitis Bs with the Marisol in them. And you know, it just goes on and on. So as I got into the activism side of this, I even went, well, first of all, I worked for my pediatrician. He was a Dan-trained and MAPS-trained pediatrician. And so we got on the same page, and I was lucky to have one in my town. A lot of people aren't that lucky. And he actually hired me to counsel autism families like myself just about food and sleep and, you know, all the different testing and chelating and all these different kind of things. And I would counsel them and lead them in the right direction to get their children better. So for 3 years I did that, and, you know, it was quite obvious that I'd say, and I didn't take great data, I'll admit that, but I'd say about 85% of the families that I counseled, probably about 350 families, 85% all had backgrounds of autoimmune issues, allergy issues. A lot of them were more also in the service because we do have an Army base here. So those parents had been over-vaccinated, and they were sick too, and it was just really eye-opening that it was true. I mean, my mother has lupus. My husband's mother had lupus and epilepsy. My sister has a bad reaction to MMR. She has asthma. She has allergies. She has a lot of things going on. So it just is. It was just clear as day to me. So in 2007, the CDC had a meeting about autism, and I went to speak in the public comments section in the middle of the day, and I told them that this was my experience at the doctor's office, and that I saw a huge correlation of allergies, asthma, autoimmune, and families of these children that were subsequently diagnosed with autism, and that what would be the problem if we would just put a sticker on every baby's chart for the pediatrician's office and say, you know, this kid has this background, you know, this family history, because you don't know what allergies they might have. They're little babies. They're newborns. They're 2 months old. They're 4 months old. So we needed to know, you know, what's wrong with that. And then taking that into consideration when, you know, following through with the vaccine schedule, of course it was ignored. Backs were turned when I was speaking. Those of the likes of Autism Speaks people and several other doctors. I got no response out of the whole thing. So it was, you know, that long ago that, you know, people were screaming this, and even before me. I mean, I'm not saying I was anyone is even close to one of the first people to say any of this, but just made me so furious that, you know, he actually said that and admitted it, and they're still not really doing a lot about it, but they'll say it now. You know, where are we going to go from here about it is not where I think we need to go. But it's just infuriating. I just see the kids go down every day, you know, classmates of my kids. You see it everywhere, and you hear the screams in Target, and it's just so upsetting.
Well, you know, what's interesting about 2020, among many things, is that apparently certain what we would consider vaccine-induced adverse effects in this calendar year are greatly reduced because of the fear of what they call COVID, and far fewer children were going to these well baby visits getting vaccines, interestingly enough. And, you know, what's just infuriating about Fauci's admission is the point of what you're saying, is that you identified it as a mom, as someone who is in the medical professional realm and analyzing, looking and counseling and seeing this history of autoimmunity, hyperimmunity, allergies. And as I've read over the years, and Ginger, you know, we'll talk about deception. It's right in the inserts that, you know, allergies are contraindicated for many, or if not all, vaccines because of the risk of an untoward overreaction, as they call it. Yet, if you bring that up, they say, well, that's, yeah, but that, you know, just, you know, like it's there, but it's not there. Pay no attention to it. It's just there, but it doesn't really mean what you read that it means. And so, Ginger, what's coming out now is we've been right. You've been right all along since you learned of this, too.
To say it infuriating, I mean, that's putting it mildly. It's on every package insert. Vaccines cause autoimmune and neurological disorders. Period. There's no vaccine that doesn't have that on their package insert. And we have, you know, in your show, our outlets that we've worked with, and, you know, a million others have gone into detail about how specifically these autoimmune reactions work, what ingredients, the pathways, the outcomes, the treatment, in excruciating detail, at least for the 15 years that I've been here. And there were people here, you know, in the 70s who were starting to talk about this. And it is, it's painful because we have been sounding the alarm for so long, and we knew this was coming, right? We knew that there was some sort of crescendo. We knew the adult mandates were coming. And to have it happen this week, and to have be able just to stand back and have to just throw up your hands and say, well, we did everything we could. We told you, and please, we hope that you listened, and we pray that you're not one of the ones that get hurt, and your children make their way out of this. But it's not a complicated story. My husband, who, you know, he had to bow out of the advocacy very early on because he was becoming an angry person, that science wasn't being followed and children weren't being healed. And somebody asked him at a dinner party one day, they said, just, well, what is about this vaccine thing? And he said,
oh, stand by. Don't answer that.
Okay.
Cliffhanger. We got to take a break. We're going to find out what your husband, Scott, said on the other side of this break. And yeah, the anger, infuriation, but we want to find healing. We're going to talk about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour. Ginger Taylor is with me, great friend. She's done wonderful work with Age of Autism. She's got the website nodeception.org. Kim Ritchie Spencer, also originally Thinking Mom's Revolution, and so much more, Children's Health Defense as well. And Ginger, we were just talking about your husband, who's very creative. He worked, in fact, with Liam on a dynamic, how do we call it, a comic book that was a playoff of the original Star Wars, and just such creativity, amazing. And yet, as a dad, learning of these things, and I speak now as a dad. I mean, you want to talk about a warrior dad? You're going to get angry and say, "You did what to my child?" And you knew better, right? And so, go back into the question and what was the response?
Well, he can be a man of few words sometimes, but he boils it down to the basics. And somebody at a dinner party who didn't understand any of the subject matter at all just said to him, "You know, explain this vaccine thing to me and your son." And he thought for a moment and he said, "Well, vaccines are designed to turn on the immune system, but they're not designed to turn it back off." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Well, in one sentence, you have boiled it down. The point of the vaccine is to change the behavior of the immune system. And to say that it's only going to change the behavior of the immune system the ways we exactly want, and there will be no side effects, every immune system is different." And we're really back down to just explaining things simply. Mm-hmm. This vaccine is designed to change the behavior of the immune system, and we don't know what it's going to do. Nobody knows. We know that they are misrepresenting their own research, their own outcomes, claiming 90 and 95% efficacy, and flat out having to admit, because NHS admitted they had two serious reactions on the first day with the Pfizer vaccine was out, that yes, it will cause problems in those with autoimmune conditions. And using this word, the way he has couched it, well, of course you're still going to get the vaccine. Just be prepared right there to go into anaphylactic shock and die. You know, it's really bizarre that he's just like, yes, this is fine. And he uses this new creative word that I've never heard before. It was allergic What was the word?
Yeah, no, I heard it too for the first time. I was like, what kind of word is he making up here? I mean, just trying. It's like, well, it's too complicated for you folks to understand, so just don't worry about what I just said. And basically, they're explaining away deaths.
Yes.
And we even covered last week, Ginger, they were preparing. They're saying, well, there will be some deaths that occur, but we just want you to know in advance they probably have nothing to do with the vaccine, but we're just prepping you just in case. I'm like, who does that?
And using words that are not, even in our vernacular, and we talk about this stuff all the time, so that somebody goes, well, I've never heard that word, therefore I don't have it. So it's part of the show game. Like, just use new words. You know, we've got newspeak, and we can't just describe things as allergies anymore. You have to have dianalysis of, you know, what I can't remember the word is. Mm-hmm. So they hide and they obfuscate, and, you know, Fauci I have a video that I think you're going to leave in the comments of, trying to take it simple. It's just so people could take simple bites of Fauci last year testifying before Congress. And he's asked by a member of Congress, does the measles vaccine cause encephalitis, brain swelling and brain damage? And he says, no. Now, we have known that since it was invented in the 60s that has caused brain injury, brain inflammation.
Well, but remember, there were boos and hisses in the gallery at that point when he said that.
And his colleague had to correct him and say, well, it does, but it's rare. And he goes, It's rare.
That's where we get the rare from, because it was such an outrageous comment that he bald-faced lies and then was forced to admit, no, it happens. But, of course, they tried to diminish it. But when it happens in those quote-unquote rare cases, and they don't define the term rare, they just want to try to make you think, oh, well, it doesn't really ever happen. But for those it does happen to, like you as a mom, Ginger, Kim, you as a mom of a child impacted in this way for life, injured in some way that, you do your best to recover what you can, but this was never even necessary, perhaps, if we had been honest. You know, we're talking about the physician community. If they were honest, the scientific community, if they were honest and said, you know what, there are risks, and we don't know what the risk is for your child, so that you need to have all the information to make fully informed decisions, which is not the way they approached it with you. If you remember back, it was an authoritarian, you just got to get the shots. Don't worry about any concerns you have. They're really not legitimate concerns.
Yeah, my pediatrician, when I asked questions about mercury on my baby who had been in the NICU and just got out, it was still on a heart lung monitor, and I asked about the hepatitis B vaccine that they wanted to give him a week before his due date, and was there mercury in it? And he yelled at me and he shamed me for even asking, and I apologized for asking, and I am no longer the mom,
no longer the apologist. Do not apologize, moms and dads out there. You got your gut, listen to it. Our buddy Dr. Wakefield said the most important thing you can do, especially moms, is listen to their gut. We'll be right back, more with Kim Ritchie Spencer and Ginger Taylor here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech are on their way to distribution points across the nation after FDA approval on Friday. The first trucks guarded by U.S. Marshals rolled out of Pfizer's plant in Michigan this morning. About 3 million initial doses are being set out and are expected to arrive at hundreds of distribution centers across the country between Monday and midweek. FDA Chief Stephen Hahn addressed the skepticism of receiving the vaccine on ABC's This Week.
We need to address their fears and concerns. We need to roll this out in a way that provides confidence to people. But we also need to be transparent. What do we know? What do we don't know? We want the data to be known.
Vaccinating healthcare workers and nursing home residents is the first priority. Nearly 300,000 Americans have died from the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News. Supporters of President Trump and counter-protesters clashed on both coasts. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Violent clashes erupted in Washington, D.C. and Washington State Saturday as supporters of President Trump rallied Saturday with their mantra, "Stop the Steal," referring to the 2020 presidential election. In Olympia, Washington, police arrested two suspects and declared a riot after one person was shot during a face-off between Trump supporters and counter-protesters. The Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. arrested at least 26 people. The Supreme Court declined to hear a lawsuit brought on by a quarter of American states, as well as over 100 congressional leaders on Friday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Trump passed over a rally on the National Mall in Marine One on his way to the Army-Navy football game at West Point, around the same time as his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn spoke to the crowd. By the way, the Black Knights shut out the Midshipmen 15-0. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week. The Roberts Scott Bell Show is on the air each week at this time. It's live on radio, syndicated by GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication, but also heard simulcast in many places. While we can, we're utilizing the Facebook Live. We have Periscope, which is related to Twitter. We got Twitch. We got YouTube even, and we've lost a few shows over time, but so far we haven't been deplatformed. We know that might be just a matter of time. So however you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, please share the links. And we have digital formats and platforms that are less likely to be censored or deplatformed, so that if you come to robertscottbell.com, there's a tag that says listen, shows you all the different ways you can listen to the show. Sign up for email alerts and you'll get updated on shows like this. Also, links always in the show notes, including to our guests, Kim Ritchie Spencer and Ginger Taylor. And, one of the things, Ginger, I wanted to bring up, and I know we're going to talk about masking and other things as well, the nodeception.org website. That's that wasn't around when we first became friends and you were doing the activist work to protect other children from having the harm come to them that your child had. And perhaps you can introduce for our new audience what NoDeception.org is all about.
Yeah, I've been talking for 15 years about vaccine risk. And one of the things that I never confronted, just because I did not want to face the fact that I had been subject to this and I subjected my kids to this, is the injection of aborted fetal cell remains. And so last year, I kind of had to repent of that and be like, you know, I was afraid to talk about this. I was afraid to look at it myself. And I needed to go back just as a Christian to the Christian community and apologize for withholding that information because I couldn't face it myself. But also, there was nobody telling the Christian community, you know, Protestant, pro-life Christians don't know that they're participating in this. So I put together a website for pro-life believers who could just get the real information. And I rewrote a lot of the staple articles that we have explaining the lack of liability, explaining what the process was. And I didn't know at the time how pertinent it would be. And right now, if you go to that site, I mean, it has got a lot of information to people to share with their churches, with pro-life, you know, non-Christians as well. But there is, on the front page, I have a link to a rundown of the COVID vaccines. We're going to put up a list of COVID vaccines and which ones have aborted fetal cell lines. And that was when there were 10. And now there are 214 in development. And so we can't keep up with all of them. So we have got a kind of, as information comes out, because a lot of information they are not being frank about, it goes up on that page. So that we have the Pfizer and the Moderna information, and we have some of the Oxford information, and we have some of the Johnson & Johnson information, some of the Pittsburgh information. But that'll be, you know, and we have a lot of people saying, hey, which ones are morally okay to do? You know, as far as that is concerned. So that's a resource for people who may want to share with their families and things like that, because the church in America is not awake. They're very...
No. Even in the Catholic Church, we see a lot of conflict in terms of your anti-abortion, but you don't have a problem with aborted fetal cell lines being used in these vaccines. And I would add into this mix, Ginger, I don't claim to be a biblical scholar, but I think there are references to not lying down with beasts in the field. And if you're not using aborted fetal cell lines, there's animal RNA and DNA in these injectable vaccines. Now we're not talking about ingesting animals. Now we're talking about taking their DNA, their essence, and injecting it into children, much less adults. I think that's problematic. If you have a Judeo-Christian background, there should be a concern there as well.
Yeah, and there are porcine products, and there are cow parts, and there are dog parts, and we have Orthodox Jews and Muslims and people who, and Hindus, who don't understand that they are participating in things that are morally reprehensible to them. I saw it as an unmet need and a hole in education for
right.
people who, you know, for vegans who need to know if they are living out their values.
Mm-hmm. So we're living in a crazy calendar year. Those of you listening live, this is still 2020, albeit December. We're almost out of it, and everybody's like, next year be a little better, please? Well, there's always, let's say, ups and downs and positives and negatives in any circumstance. As I said earlier, fewer children going to well baby visits in the calendar year means there were fewer SIDS deaths, apparently, and other things associated with the vaccine schedule, which was never tested for safety and efficacy and doesn't take into account the individual strengths and weaknesses of any child that is subjected to it. So we've got another thing about masking children. I think this is horrendous. It's horrific. I think it's Luciferian, especially children in certain ages of development, to see everybody and not be able to see their mouths when they speak, much less smile. And I don't know what kind of psychological or spiritual harm is being done to them, but it's not good. And, Kim, I know you're in the, are you still in the Savannah, Georgia area?
Yes.
And I know that most of the time, Ginger, you're up in Maine. But let me ask him, how has it been in Savannah, Georgia, as far as the masking? It seems like a lot of people over the calendar year and all across America just decided of their own accord whether it was mandatory or not. Well, I'll wear a mask because maybe it helps. I want to be a good citizen, whatever it is. But what do you see transitioning now as far as is there an awakening to say, man, I think we've been duped on this?
No. It's been pretty harsh around here. A lot of shaming going on. Public shaming of people who don't want to wear masks or they're caught not wearing a mask, tagging each other's businesses, just, you know, a lot of that. So I haven't gone anywhere much. I can't take a mask for more than about 5 minutes. But here's a funny story. Another couple with my husband and I went out to dinner one night, and we were crossing through one of the big open parks in the middle of Savannah. You know, we had the squares.
Yes.
And so we're walking through a square. We had masks with us. But we didn't have our masks on in the open air, and I had a plastic cup of a drink in my hand. And so here comes two policemen, and they said, we've had calls that there are people in the square not wearing their masks. And, so we just kind of laughed, like, okay, we'll put them on. We're, you know, almost going home. It doesn't matter. Just not anything to get in a fight about. And then I said, but I have a drink. And he goes, oh, well, you don't have to wear a mask, but everybody else does. But since I had a drink in my hand, I was okay. So it was just the contradictions, I think, and the gaslighting about it, I think, is what's driving everybody so crazy. It's just like, you know, whose decision is it? You know, what expert do you trust? You know,
with so much conflicting information, of course.
You can bear, put your mask on if you're not drinking a cup. You have to put your mask on if you're standing up in a restaurant, but you can take it off when you're sitting down. I mean, the contradictions are everywhere, and so it's infuriating when you know, you don't want to go out and be confronted with all of this. I mean, I just would rather not even see it, you know, or be involved in it whatsoever.
Yeah. And Ginger, I believe this is also part of a Luciferian agenda of division, a Hegelian dialectic, to divide people from people, to keep them from coming together. And I just can't imagine that the houses of worship are tolerating this, much less people of faith, that there are, you know, limitations on going to church or synagogue, temple. You can't sit together. You have to mask up. You can't sing in church. I mean, these are devastating to, I think, our spiritual health, which then impacts our physical health.
Well, I think that mentioned the psychological impact on children. I don't think we can underestimate it, and there's no precedent for it. It truly will warp the way they think about other people. We are being taught to fear one another and to treat each other with contempt. It is absolutely the opposite of every religious tradition that is based in love and union and forgiveness and looking toward your better self. What's happening in the church is very strange. There's a lot of fear, which is not from God. And there is a lot of division in wanting to do whatever the state says. And what has developed inside the church is a discussion on what is the separation of church and state. What is, you know, and the Bible talks about the idea of the world and the church and how we are supposed to behave differently. And we're supposed to be loving and forgiving. We are not supposed to be afraid. And that, you know, while we are to respect worldly leaders, we are not supposed to disobey our traditions and our and edicts from the Bible when Caesars tell us to do things that are wrong. And so there is starting to be a lot of division, which is, you know, in society in general, in the church, and it doesn't bode well for us. Divide and conquer is a age-old saying for a reason. We are ripe for conquering.
And let's not forget, I would love to add this. Let's not forget that, you know, when you're talking about masking children, you're talking about a generation that is already so compromised with learning normal human behavior as it is. So we're not just talking about, you know, a typical child not being able to learn facial expressions or not being able to see if someone's angry or mad or read body language. They already have a problem with that. So now you've just gone a million times further with dehumanizing their learning and taking away their humanity at all, so where they can understand what's going on around them.
Well, and we talk about the adults that are behaving in this brutal, vicious way against each other. And, you know, the question has been asked, if you ever wanted to know how you would have behaved in the midst of the emerging Nazi movement in Germany, circa World War II, now you know. And although it's not yet putting people onto boxcars, the dehumanization is just as dangerous as to where it could lead and what manifestation it would occur in terms of, people that don't want the vaccine. Will they be shunned? Will they be prevented from going to get groceries in the grocery store? anything like that, which is, you know, basically not the same as what they'll claim. Well, we're not mandating it, but if you don't take it, you basically can't eat. I mean, this is the kind of backwards kind of way because of fear. And as Ginger, you pointed out, fear is not of God. It's a satanic masking ritual, in my humble opinion, that's going on here that has nothing to do with actually preventing what we call disease or infection. And I think the Wall Street Journal article on the masking orders not correlating with one way or the other, showing any significant impact in reduction or more severe numbers of cases.
Yeah, you know, the difficult position I'm in, the reason I'm in Savannah is my mother and father live down here. Responsible people who do what they do for the good of society, and both of them caught COVID at the same time. My mother, who has just very weak lungs, has been in ICU for the last week. She just got out an hour ago. And I have been in the uncomfortable position of not being able to visit either parent because of their quarantine as they recover. I'm staying at Kim's, and I drive back and forth between my father's house and my mother's hospital. I drop things off and I pick things up. And I was cleaning her car out. And
oh, stand by. Again, another cliffhanger. We got to take a break here. We'll be back. We're going to find out what was in the car. Your mother's car after this. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are there. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, y'all, this has been a very special edition. We got one more segment with Kim and Ginger. Fantastic information. All linked up, by the way, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as it is every day when we do a broadcast. Thank you for sharing the show. We don't have PR firms. We don't have pharmaceutical money supporting us, so every little bit of support, direct and indirect, helps, even saying thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Now, Ginger, we were about to find out. You're visiting with our friend Kim down in Savannah. You're going back and forth because your mom was in ICU, and you're about to clean out her car. And we all want to know, what was in your mom's car?
Well, what was in my car, mom's car, is I started pulling things out of the pockets. There were masks. There were paper surgical masks. There were cloth masks. And I pulled out about 8 of them. And I just took a picture of them. And I'm like, nobody can tell me that masking works. I don't want to hear it anymore. She was careful. But what she didn't do was, you know, I sent them all of the zinc and all of the supplements that they needed to be on. They said, great, we'll start this. And it was, you know, in the spring. And they didn't keep up with it. And I just, it was a stark contrast for me because I'm like, they did what they were told by the men in the white coats. But unfortunately, my days of disobeying my parents have caught up with me because they didn't obey me. And they were not prepared for when they came in contact with the virus. So I just want to repeat, and I'm saying this to Blue and Faith, everyone's going to come in contact with this illness. Prepare your immune system. I know if you listen to RSB, he has just told you this every day, and you know what to do. Call your parents and remind them to do what they need to do to protect themselves, please.
Right, and the masks themselves are vectors for transmission, even if it's self-transmission. And how do I mean that? If you breathe out on a mask and you don't change it frequently enough or clean it appropriately, if that's available to you, then what gets trapped in the mask is altered because the terrain is different than when it was in you, and it comes back in as something different. And if you're vulnerable, like an elderly person on medications or other immune issues or any age, then you don't even have to catch it from anybody else. You've brought harm to yourself. And yet, as I said, they do mask. There's so much conflicting information, and that was the point, I believe, of the Wall Street Journal article, what it was covering.
Yeah, we need to take care of our immune systems. Do what is good for you as a person. Each individual has different health risks. Know what yours are, and we need to take care of ourselves.
Well, and there is so much crossover of what we've been talking about. You know, the vaccine is one part of what we're dealing with, and the masks are another part, but there's so much overlap. If you say, you know, this vaccine may not be right for people who have allergies or autoimmune problems, well, the same goes for the mask. I mean, you can't, you know, that's the worst thing for you if you've got allergies or breathing problems or autoimmune problems or whatever is to be wearing this mask everywhere as well. So you've got mask bullies, and we're about to see a lot of vaccine bullies, and there's some more overlap. I mean, it just keeps going on and on, the ratcheting up of the risky things that we're being asked to do to supposedly, you know, avoid this virus that's 99% recoverable.
One size does not fit all, and if it does, then it's collectivist, and if it's collectivist, it's socialistic and communistic. Folks, we are individual sparks of God, and we must be treated as the special individuals that we are and acknowledge for our strengths and weaknesses, and not a one-size-fits-all approach. And unfortunately, many people, even people of faith, have been sucked into this collectivist mindset because they're afraid of germs. The germ theory itself, which is not substantiated in the scientific literature, they've abandoned what they used to think was the gold standard in assessing Koch's postulates, K-O-C-H apostrophe S, and it's gone. It doesn't even account for something. If you pointed out, then you're somehow anti-masker or you're a virus denier. We don't disavow or not acknowledge the reality of, yeah, there are people that get sick, there are some that die. We would argue causation is in question, much less treatment. As it, you know, that there are many ways to go about it to protect people and reverse what's going on, whether it be from an allopathic physician standpoint or a holistic homeopathic standpoint that I carry. And I want you to have the freedom to choose your path in life, health and healing. And whether it's for yourself or your whole family, your kids, it is, you know, God has bestowed us with this gift of life. And the beauty of having kids is that we get to care for them according to our belief system and should not be violated by government, which is basically doesn't know how to run itself, much less our lives. So, Kim, Ginger, it is so good to be with you today. And I'm so grateful for all the work that you do. Real quick, each of you, tell us how best to find out and follow up with you guys if people have further questions.
The Thinking Moms Revolution is a little bit defunct. The 23 of us kind of wore ourselves out.
Yes.
And had to turn our faces back into our homes instead of hanging out online all day. But there still exists plenty of blogs, blog posts on the thinkingmomsrevolution.com. I'm on Facebook. Anybody can find me there.
And we're linked up today as well. And Ginger, right, the best place, nodeception.org right now?
Nodeception.org, and my old blog is always there, Age of Autism, adventuresinautism.com.
Yeah, beautiful. Love you both. Thank you so much. You've helped me remind everybody that the power to heal ultimately is theirs. It's ours. It's yours. Thanks so much.
Love you, RC.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.